You're listening to SBS News.
A holiday by the beach is a classic Australian pastime. And after the turbulent year many have endured, it's no wonder that people are desperate to get out of the cities and straight to tourist hubs like Byron Bay. David Jones from Destination Byron Bay Holiday Accommodation says bookings are already filling up for the summer months.
Christmas is basically sold out for the 25th of December through till about the 6th or 7th of January. And the rest of December and January are really heavily booked, more so than last year. And last year was a record in terms of revenues, visitors and booking pace.
More than 26 million Australians have received a COVID-19 vaccine. That means that 75.8% of the eligible population have received their first dose and 50.1% are fully vaccinated. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says families should be able to reconnect by Christmas.
There should be no barriers to any Australian being able to travel. It will be up to some of the premiers to follow the national plan that has been committed to, but I'm confident that in the end, both the level of vaccine protection and our common humanity will mean that Australians will be able to connect with every other Australian at the earliest possible opportunity.
And Prime Minister Scott Morrison is insisting state leaders should reopen their borders once 80% of the population is fully vaccinated. But in New South Wales, local leaders are pushing for a slower reopening over concerns they will be confined to their homes when tourists start to enter the region. Ballina Greens MP Tamara Smith says low vaccine supply means residents are still struggling to secure appointments.
Everywhere that's providing vaccines is booked out. They have waiting lists. So that's a reality today in the Northern Rivers, and we just need more supply so we can catch up. So I would like to see us prioritised because we know that 2.5 million tourists come to Byron Bay, for example, in the Northern Rivers. So we think that we should be prioritised so that we can get ready because we also are heavily reliant on tourism.
While the New South Wales government had originally promised regional travel to resume at 70% double dose vaccination rates, Premier Gladys Berejiklian is now suggesting a higher target of 80%. Around 85% of the state's population have received their first dose, and 60% are fully vaccinated. New South Wales recorded 961 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and 9 deaths today. Ms. Berejiklian says the government will soon release a roadmap out of restrictions for both vaccinated and unvaccinated people.
There'll also be a point in time after that where unvaccinated people will be able to participate in activities. So that is the information we'll be providing this week to make very clear when those key milestones will occur to provide everybody with certainty. And I think the community will be very pleased, firstly, to have that certainty, firstly, to know that we are just a few weeks away from doing all those things we've missed for months.
As for the festive season, Ms. Berejiklian says it's definitely safe to book for Christmas in the state. Across the border in Victoria, restrictions will ease slightly from Wednesday, when 80% of the eligible population is expected to have received at least one vaccine dose. The 10-kilometre travel limit will be increased to 15 kilometres, and outdoor recreation such as golf and tennis can resume. Premier Daniel Andrews says 80% double-dose vaccination is still the target for the lockdown to be lifted.
We're not overselling this. They are modest things. It's not Freedom Day. It's not the end of the lockdown. That is getting closer every day, though. Please make one of those appointments. There are lots of those appointments available, and that's how we will be first dose, second dose, and then we will be free. We will be beyond this.
The state recorded 779 locally acquired cases and 2 deaths today. But in good news for regional residents, Geelong and the Surf Coast will come out of lockdown tonight, despite a COVID positive case in Geelong. Mitchell Shire will remain in lockdown due to rising case numbers. It comes as the Victorian government releases details of its vaccinated economy trials, taking place in regional Victoria from next month. The trials will allow venues to host bigger crowds of fully vaccinated patrons across hospitality, hairdressing, tourism, and live entertainment. The government is yet to work out the best way to verify an individual's vaccination status, but hopes that immunisation records can be linked up with the Services Victoria app to provide verification. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.